I was just talking to my friend. Her nephew had been involved in a climbing accident on El Cap, and he survived, but the two other men in the party did not. And so she was reaching out to me asking how you go forward. She asked that classic question, like, why do you keep doing it? Or
why do you keep climbing?
Yeah.
Yeah, why climbing at all, and why continue? I think it's human nature to want to explore your own boundaries and know who you are better. And so climbing for me has been a vehicle for that, not only to have found my closest friendships and most meaningful, longest-lasting friendship, but also to bump up against fear. Because fear has always been something that I've felt in my life since I was a little girl. And when I go climbing, I have to confront it, or it's paralyzing. So I have to listen to it. I have to identify if it's valid, if it can inform me. I've spent some years early in my climbing career trying to push it away and just be fearless. But that wasn't working, and it took me a while to realize that it just wasn't an authentic solution. What I needed to do was realize I had a lot of fear, and I needed to hear what it had to tell me and go through that like a checklist. So for me, I think it's given me wings in other parts of my life that I would be too locked up and afraid if I hadn't learned how to handle fear.
I remember not wanting to climb for a little while after Todd died. I was so scared. I didn't climb. I didn't fly the airplane. It just sat in the hangar. I realized that I was a single parent, and I was scared for a while.
Yeah. I remember you being so scared. I remember coming over to Lander and saying, well, let's just go for a walk, because you didn't want to go climb. But I talked you into walking up to the crag to belaying me. And then you took shoes, and I would say, why don't you just take a lap? And you'd say, well, okay. And then I could see your body love it. I could just see you were, like, back to what you knew and loved, and laughing and, you know, having snacks and just letting it be what it was without pressure. And then I remember you just got after it more and more. That was such strong work.
It was really basic stuff that I thought, I can stay home and be afraid, or I can go do what I love to do with the people I want to be with. That was the big thing for me.
Yeah.
I think when I did start climbing again, it felt like I was home.